Welcome to episode one of the From Brides to Brands mini-series. On this episode, I'm spilling the basics you need to know about the world of brand photography. We'll be covering what it is, who it's for, and why wedding photographers are actually super qualified to photograph for brands if they know the difference between the two. This is From Brides to Brands, a private pop-up podcast for burned-out, frustrated wedding photographers. I'm pulling back the curtain on what it takes to either supplement or replace your wedding photography income with brand sessions, and why the leap isn't nearly as big as you think. I'm your host, Abby Grace, a former wedding photographer who made the switch into branding and lived to tell the tale with more freedom and fulfillment than even I had believed possible. When I shot my first branding session in 2016, I had zero idea what I was doing. I had been in the wedding industry since 2009, so I approached a brand session exactly like I would for a wedding day, aka gather the basic day of logistics, like where I should be and when, and prep my gear, and then show up and photograph whatever is in front of my lens. And while the photos turned out well from an aesthetic standpoint, I honestly couldn't tell you the purpose of most of them, other than, you know, to perform well on Instagram. The photos were pretty, but they weren't purposeful. We spent close to 2 hours at that shoot styling flat lays, but I don't think any of us ever stopped to ask why. I never thought to ask, what are we trying to say with these photographs? All I thought about was, well, what's nice to look at? What feels trendy and like it would make somebody want to double tap? And I didn't realize at the time that that was a problem. It was a blind spot. Like, I didn't even know that I didn't know what I was doing. I figured, hey, my friend asked me to photograph her brand session. I'm a good wedding photographer. So obviously that means I'm going to crush this. What is it? A brand session? Yeah, I'm totally qualified. And so at the end of the day, I was happy enough with good enough because I didn't know that there was a better way. Brand photography as a niche wasn't really being talked about in 2016. So we kind of approached the session like glorified headshots, cute portraits of my client, few images of her with her laptop, a bunch of flat lays, etc. And I didn't realize at the time that what was missing was a strategy. In case you and I have never met, here is a sort of 30-second intro. I am a brand photographer for high-performing, creative small business owners. I started out in 2009 as a wedding photographer, and over the last several years, we successfully pivoted out of weddings into brand photography. So these days, my calendar is booked with half and full-day shoots for sales-driven, creative small business owners. From artists to authors, from copywriters to chair designers, my clients span the gap of the creative industry. Learning to think like a strategist instead of approaching branding like a wedding photographer, that was what enabled me to graduate from run-of-the-mill, forgettable galleries to the kind of photographs that stand out and get noticed. These days, my branding clients are using their photographs everywhere from Forbes profiles to YouTube to in-print features, and I've had the privilege of working with some of our industry's biggest names like Caitlin James, Ashlyn Carter, KT Mary, and Natalie Frank. I've been teaching for years, both through online courses and via speaking from the stage, and we have hundreds of students inside my course, Brand Photography Academy, where I teach my system A to Z, soup to nuts. And I have seen this material work for them time and time again. I am not a unicorn. This material is road tested and proven. And I tell you that not to brag, but because I want you to trust me. I do not blow smoke and I do not pull punches. Getting this information into your brain without wasting your time or mine is really important to me. Ask anybody who knows me, efficiency is one of my number one values. So I've packed as much as I can into this mini series because I know what it's like to yearn for change, but to be afraid of the unknown. Let's define our term though. So what is brand photography? Brand photography is a branch of commercial photography that's focused on providing professional, cohesive imagery for entrepreneurs and small business owners, visually telling the story of their offer in order to connect with their target market. See, brand photography helps to bridge the gap between a business owner's intention for their brand and their audience's perception, because if those two things aren't aligned, photographs can help to come in and tell a more cohesive story. The fact of the matter is that your brand isn't just what you tell people it is. You're not the one who gets to decide if it's working. Your audience is the one who decides that. they also have to feel that the story you're telling is true enough to believe it as well. So if there's a disconnect, you, the business owner, are the one who has to fix it. So when the gap exists, we help to bridge that with a combination of portraits and process imagery and photographs depicting the client's product or offer. And as the brand starts to align their intention with their audience perception, they are inevitably able to sell more effectively to their target audience. One of the things I love about brand photography is that the more clear my clients become on their brand identity, the more we end up getting to shoot together, whether that's because they want to update their photos to reflect a new direction that they're taking, or maybe they have a specific campaign that they want to shoot for. These often turn into long-term relationships where I get to witness and assist my clients in becoming laser-focused on reaching the people who need what they offer. The purpose of brand photography is kind of meta when you think about it. You're not really shooting for your client's enjoyment. You're actually shooting to attract their client. You're shooting for your client's client to attract their ideal audience, their target client. So at the risk of sounding crunchy, brand photography requires a holistic approach. We're telling the whole body story of a business, from the product to the personality of the brand itself. Listen, I'll be honest with you. My first few brand shoots, I approached those like they were all glorified lifestyle sessions. There were so many laptop photos. And by that, I mean photos of my clients sitting and smiling at their laptop. You guys know what I'm talking about, where they're like maybe tucking their hair behind their ear for extra cute factor, or clutching an Anthropology mug for extra effect. So many of those. And it wasn't until I understood that the purpose of these branding photographs was to help my clients stand out, to help them market clearly to their target audience. It wasn't till then that the tide began to change. And once that clicked, well, things took off in a big way. And as a wedding photographer, brand photography is actually super accessible to you. And by accessible, I mean able to be reached. This is a very viable offer for you. This doesn't require burning your whole business down and starting from scratch. Brand photography is obviously a different genre than wedding photography, and as such, it does require a different approach. You cannot photograph brand sessions with the same process that you use for weddings. But as a wedding photographer, you are already primed to crush it as a brand photographer, and it's not as big of a leap as you might think. Quick plug for Brand Photography Academy. If you know a pivot is in your future, if you don't know how to get started, that is what I'm here for. If you want to learn how to plan, shoot, and deliver scroll-stopping brand photos, go to abbygrace.co/B2B. That's the letter B, the number two, the letter B. And check out the amazing offer that we have for you guys, because Brand Photography Academy was created for exactly where you're at. BPA is the A to Z roadmap for creating marketing-minded, get-noticed brand photographs with absolute confidence that the results are 100% worth what your client paid. Brand Photography Academy walks you through the entire journey, from what to ask on your initial contact form on your website, all the way through delivery and post-shoot marketing. You'll find behind-the-scenes videos from real client shoots, my consult roadmap, countless templates for questionnaires, emails, a walkthrough of how to develop your shot list, my production binder, and so much more. If you've been holding back from branching into brand photography because of a lack of a solid way forward, or maybe you've already shot a few sessions, but you're not happy with your current output, you're going to want to head over to that secret link, abbygrace.co/B2B, to check out all the details for that offer. One more time, that's abbygrace.co/B2B. In the book So Good They Can't Ignore You, my favorite author, Cal Newport, talks about the concept of career capital, which he defines as the skills that you have that are both rare and valuable and that can be used as leverage in defining your career. So when I first started my business, for the longest time, I thought, I have no idea what I'm going to do after I'm done photographing weddings. Because even then, I knew that like being a wedding photographer until I retired probably wasn't the end game. At that point, I just believed it wasn't possible. Not that I saw myself falling out of love with weddings. I just didn't think that there was any way to make like a long-term career out of being a self-employed photographer. So immediately after college, I worked for a defense contractor while I was building up momentum to take my photography business full-time. So I thought, well, once I'm done with weddings, maybe I'll go back and get a corporate job again. But brand photography offered me the opportunity to transfer my skills and keep my small business and keep the momentum that I had already built instead of starting over in another area of photography or needing to return to the world of starched collars and pencil skirts and pointless meetings. Blech. I once heard someone say, my goal as a small business owner is to never have to write a resume again. And I was like, yes, I can get behind that. So if you work in weddings, you know how to photograph humans. You have a grip on your in-camera skills and you understand how to run a service-based business. All of that comes into play here. But branching into brand photography also requires that you have to have a grasp on marketing strategy. You have to know how to use your camera to support your clients' marketing efforts. Weddings are, when you think about it, kind of branded personal events. Many of them have a theme, a color palette, a certain mood that they want to evoke. Your client has selected a photographer who they're hoping will photograph them and show them in the way that they want to be seen. So brand photography takes that several steps further. But trust me when I say that you are already familiar with the concept of image management because you're already doing that for your existing clients. In addition to being able to use the photography skills that I had accrued as a wedding photographer, I was also able to transfer existing brand equity and credibility. So I was nearly at the top of my market when I was a wedding photographer. And when we began to make the pivot into brands, I was able to take that strong reputation with me instead of building from the ground up. Again, I didn't have to burn my existing business down and start from nothing. I was able to take a lot of that with me. You already have connections. The wedding industry is full of what? Business owners. And a lot of them are small business owners. And as many portfolio photos as they may have from weddings that you've done together that you have been generous enough to send over to them, they have photos of the final product. How many photographs do they have of the process and the people behind the business? With the advent of social media and how much easier it is to show the journey from start to finish, customers feel more invested in the final product when they see what it took to get there. And that's not something that you can capture in a quick BTS shot of a wedding planner lighting taper candles on the head table at the reception before all the guests are let in. Even with all of the posting and the videoing and the sharing that we can do for our own small businesses on social media, there is still a need for professional and polished photographs for all of the other places that businesses are showing up. On their websites, paid ads they may be running, client proposals, pricing guides, sales pages, vendor listings, magazines, and more. And when you factor in the growing number of small businesses in the US, it means that there's a higher need than ever before for photographers who understand the assignment. The pandemic gave way to an explosion of new small business applications. And according to a survey from Fiverr, 70% of Gen Zers consider freelancing to be as viable a career option as a typical office job. And research from Statista, we'll link both of these in the show notes, but research from Statista has 43% of Gen Z reporting that they've worked as freelancers already, and 46% of millennials reporting the same thing. So with work moving ever more online and geographic boundaries all but erasing the limits of who can work with whom, there are more opportunities than ever before to work for yourself. And a lot of those business owners are going to need visuals to help them promote their new ventures. So with the rising number of small business owners and the endless rollout of new social media platforms, oh my gosh, will they stop already? And then the nuanced formats within those platforms. And then when you consider the incessant pursuit of new and novel stimuli that social media continues to feed, the need for fresh visuals has never been higher than it is right now. But I get it. The prospect of leaving weddings, the industry that I had been in since starting my business in 2009, the only industry that I had any experience in as a photographer, I was really nervous. Sorry, scratch that. Let's just call it what it is. I was scared. I was really scared. Because change is scary no matter how you slice it. Because it means trying something new, which is more often than not, almost always, an uncomfortable experience. Trying new things is uncomfortable because it requires you to get out of what? Your comfort zone. It means that you're opting not to rely on what's already proven itself to work in favor of testing out a service that you're not sure is going to be successful. So if you only take one thing away from this episode, please make sure it's this. You are already primed to be good at brand photography. Getting started doesn't have to mean starting over. You have so much career capital that you can take with you from weddings into branding that when you do introduce this new service, you can hit the ground running. Coming up in the next episode, let's talk numbers, because yes, you can make a living off of brand photography. Whether you're looking to add branding as an additional stream of revenue, or you're looking for an off-ramp from your current industry, branding is a viable alternative. And it isn't a matter of stacking your schedule with an insane number of shoots. In the next episode, we'll be taking a look at the difference in pricing for commercial projects than personal ones, and how I actually end up making more per hour with branding than I ever did as a wedding photographer.